Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Hello and Happy New Year! Today we look at the Panama Disease Race 4. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Stay with us.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
The Banana Board recently issued a release outlining that the Panama Disease Race 4 does not pose an immediate threat to the local banana crop. We spoke with the Banana Board's General Manager Janet Coney to get a better understanding of what the disease is and why the notice was issued.
Panama Disease Race 4 affects most of the commercial varieties that we enjoy. It affects the Cavendish varieties, it affects Gros Michel, it even affects the New Fair varieties that we are now distributing. Panama Disease Race 1 and 2 will look exactly like what Panama Disease Race 4 looks like. The only thing is Race 4 will affect Cavendish, which Race 2 does not affect right now. Panama Disease looks like a wilt. Like the banana is failing, it's wilty, and the outer leaves wilt first. They will look yellow and then they buckle, and that yellowing will eventually move to the upper leaves.
Panama Disease Race 4 currently occurs in Asia, where bananas originated. It was also recently found in Africa, but the disease is not in Jamaica. It's not even in this hemisphere. So why was it necessary for the Banana Board to raise the issue?
Panama Disease Race 4 was recently found in Africa, in Mozambique and in Jordan. And because it has been in Asia for so long and has moved to a new continent, that is the cause for alarm in the world of bananas.
Ms. Coney says Panama Disease Race 4 will never reach Jamaica if our quarantine laws are strictly adhered to.
This is because the disease can be carried in any fresh banana material, and that includes the fruit, the leaves, the roots, the trunk, and in the soil around the bananas. And so we do not allow fresh materials to come into Jamaica. This is the first and most important method of excluding that disease from Jamaica.
However, should these laws be disobeyed and the disease gets into the country, the Banana Board is already hosting training sessions to sensitize farmers and technical officers to identify it.
We did start some training in St. James. The training for the rest of the region, we will schedule them as soon as possible. But right now we're just, you know, allaying fears. When people hear these things, they get very panicky, and we don't want people to start doing bad things to their farm. So we're just telling you to hold strain and be vigilant, but if anything that you see that you think is strange, just call us at the Banana Board and we will come and look at it.
Farmers are also urged not to cut down their banana trees if they see wilting, which is one of the signs of Panama Disease Race 1, 2, and 4. Here's why.
Chopping it will spread it around, and we don't want to do that. So even if you have Panama Disease Race 1 and 2 on Gros Michel or Apple Banana and you want us to verify, you can call us and we will tell you what to do and we'll tell you how to handle it so you don't spread that around either.
General Manager of the Banana Board, Janet Coney. To contact the Banana Board, email them at bananaboard@cwjamaica.com, bbresearch@cwjamaica.com, or call them at 922-2083, 922-5347, or 420-1686. The proverb for this morning is, Kosdranka peelhead and turkey mix. Translation, if you curse a crow about its bald head, a turkey will be vexed. This means that if you offend someone, you also offend his kind and they too become your enemies. So let's try not to offend anyone today. And with that, we wrap up this morning's program. With the studio engineer Ruth Ankar, I am Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a prosperous new year.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.